Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Hitman's Guide to House Cleaning by Hattelgrimur Helgason, performed by Luke Daniels. Chapter 1. Toxic. 05-15-2006.
My mother named me Tomislav, and my father was a Bokshiks. After my first week in the U.S., I'd become Tom Bokshik, which then led to Toxic, the thing I am today. I often wonder if it was me who poisoned my name, or the name that poisoned me. Either way, I bring danger. At least, that's what Munita says. My darling explosive. She's addicted to danger. Munita was living in Peru until her family got killed in a terrorist bombing. Then she moved to New York and found a job on Wall Street. It so happened that her first day of work was 9/11. On our first trip to Croatia together, she witnessed two killings. I have to admit that one of them was by my own hand, but the other one was totally accidental. I thought it was quite a romantic scene, actually. We were having dinner in Mirko's restaurant when the guy sitting at the table next to us got a bullet through his brain. Some of his blood splattered into Munita's glass of wine. I didn't tell her. She was having red anyway. She's not crazy about violence, she says, but I think she's drawn to me because of my toxic nature. Bombing is the basis of our relationship. The sex is always explosive. My Munita is a body girl, and she gets noticed. Men always look her up and down. Like many from lazy America, she is short, and some people have called her fat, but those people haven't talked much after that. When she walks down the street, I can hear her breasts moving about. Jug-jug, jug-jug. My favorite sound in America. If she's wearing her stiff orange shirt, others can hear it too. When I first saw her, I had the feeling I had seen her before. Before we get married, I will ask her if she's ever acted in a porn video, or if I saw her on an internet thumbnail. What makes my Munita Bonita perfect for me is the fact that her family is dead. There is no mother-in-law, no brother-in-law, no Thanksgiving dinners, kids' birthday parties, or weddings to attend, which would mean standing unprotected out on some stupid lawn in the screaming sunshine with 50 people at your back.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?